Hello, and welcome to Have Disability, Will Travel, a podcast from the Accessible Travel Forum. This podcast is about, well, accessible travel. Join us as we journey around the world and hear about interesting destinations and fun travel services. In between, we can go off the beaten path and meet fascinating people enjoying all this globe has to offer. So grab your passport and let's get going. Thank you for joining me. My name is Josh Crisdale, and I will be your host. You, my friend, have the unique experience of watching the birth of a podcast. I'm sure it will be uncomfortable for both of us as I awkwardly bumble my way through the first episode, and then bumble my way through the second, and the third after that. I will certainly continue to bumble, but as we invite on guests to join us, you will at least enjoy getting a break from listening to me. Since we are going on a journey together, it's only fair that you get to know who I am. I'm originally from a small farm outside of Uxbridge, Ontario. Where is that, you ask? Well, Uxbridge is a small town outside of Toronto in Canada. My nearest neighbors were sheep and cattle. I could see one house from my bedroom window, if I squinted, that is. It's far different than my current home in a small apartment in Tokyo, Japan. My neighbors here are much closer, and they're even human. How did I get here? Well, that's a story for another week. I currently work as the webmaster for a medium-sized Japanese company on the east side of Tokyo that provides a number of services, from nursery schools to nursing homes. But that's just to pay the bills. My real passion is travel. But not just any travel, accessible travel. Why? Well, because I am disabled. But I don't let it stop me from exploring the world. Since this podcast is obviously audio only, I'll describe myself a bit. I have cerebral palsy, spastic quadriplegia to be exact. It affects all of my limbs, so I cannot walk, and my hands curl under my arms. I use a power wheelchair to get around, and I use that fact to explain the size of my stomach. Oh, and I'm also incredibly handsome. You can't see me, right? Kind of like Brad Pitt meets Leonardo DiCaprio. Well, if they were average looking anyway. I'm pretty average. I have personal care attendants come several times throughout the day to help me with my most basic of needs, from getting up in the morning, to having a shower, to getting ready for work, and then getting ready for bed again at night. I was first exposed to the world of accessible travel as a kid, thanks to my parents and their love of travel. We took trips around the States, to a few Caribbean islands, and to the UK to visit relatives. When I was still a kid, one of my favorite parts of these trips was getting to eat at restaurants. And one time, I almost got away with eating chicken fingers and french fries for a week straight until my mom caught on and made me order something else. Well, maybe I can't use my wheelchair as an excuse for the size of my stomach. While the restaurant food was a highlight as a kid, I realize now that those trips helped expand the size of my world and see the variety of places that exist and the different people that live there. It helped me to get out of my comfort zone and become able to live in the realm of the unknown. Though it meant taking risks and making some compromises, it helped me to realize that traveling with disability is possible. Even when your wheelchair is broken by an airline, the rich rewards of exploring someplace new make everything worth it. My mother's travel bug was indeed contagious. In addition to personal travels, recently my involvement with the world of accessible travel has deepened, as I have started a few websites related to traveling with a disability. The first is Accessible Japan, introducing my new home country and encouraging everyone to come and visit. We'll talk about that more in the next episode. My second project is the Accessible Travel Forum. I created this site because I want to create a community for travelers with special needs to come together and share. Share resources, share experiences, share fun adventures, and share some horror stories as well. The site has three main areas. The first part of the site is forums. Yes, I know, it's 2018 and I made an internet forum. Before you run, let me explain. While internet forums sound like they're something from the 1990s, actually they're much older, they still provide a great resource. Just look at sites like Reddit or Quora on the web today. If you post a question on a forum, say, asking if there's accessible gondolas in Venice, someone else can share their knowledge and say, yes there are, here's more info. Another user can then chime in and tell of their experiences riding on those gondolas in Venice. But it doesn't end there. Now someone from outside of your circle of friends, or even your continent, who has the same question can search in Google and find an answer to a question they're sure that no one had asked. Forums act as a unique archive of human knowledge. Yikes, that got kind of deep. But that's okay, because the second part of the website is groups. Groups are similar to Facebook groups, where people can share short comments on certain topics or share memes. No archiving of human knowledge here, just having fun and sharing thoughts. There are groups where you can share your recent travel pictures, and ones where you can rant about horrible experiences. Groups are all about community. Finally, the third area of the website is a platform for blogging. A lot of people out there want to start an accessible travel blog, but they're not sure how to go about it. Others just want a blog, but not the responsibility of maintaining theirname.com. They just want to share something occasionally. And others still already have their own blog, but they want to share on our forum as well, so that they make sure that their blog reaches the right audience. Every user on Accessible Travel Forum gets their own personal blog for free to share their adventures with the world. Though the site is still new and growing, I've been amazed to watch as people and organizations from all over the world are making connections and helping each other. Recently, some visitors to Hiroshima were taking time to use their experiences to answer the questions of people who will be going there this fall. And then another post answering questions about the State Hermitage in St. Petersburg. On another thread, different users were consoling a traveler who had had a horrible experience while traveling with a child who has a disability. And in still another, users were brainstorming on how to fit a wheelchair into a small-sized aircraft without it being damaged. I have also been thrilled to hear of exciting adventures and innovative companies and organizations that enable them, like the aforementioned wheelchair-accessible gondolas in Venice, or accessible tours to Machu Picchu. The accessible travel market is not a niche market. It is just an underdeveloped market. I want to encourage and share about the companies that have been brave enough to take a leap to build services and to enable those with disabilities reach and fully enjoy the travel destinations. I am really excited about this website. A few days back, I was asked if I'd ever thought about starting a podcast. I dismissed it at first. As you can tell from my voice, I'm not born to be a podcaster. But the idea was planted in my mind. I'm not knowledgeable enough to share fountains of information on my own. And that seems it would defeat the purpose, since it would be entirely one-sided. Everything would be from my eyes and in my opinion. The website is about community. Then I thought, it would be great if it was possible to share these stories of accessible travel in the way that stories should be shared, through conversation. Since I'm a foolish guy that left sheep in cow-filled pastures for glowing neon, never one to shy away from a challenge, and too impatient to wait for someone else to do it, I decided to start a podcast. And potentially even more foolishly, one that is nearly entirely interview-based. Why is that foolish? Well, because I've never interviewed anyone before. Hopefully they will fill in all the gaps for me, but I assume I will still need to ask a question or two. I have absolutely no idea where this will go. It may turn into a network of podcasts about accessible travel hosted by our members, or it may fizzle out once everyone gets tired of my voice. I don't know, but I want to try. My current plan is to get a few solo episodes out there into the world, and then start trying to contact people who might have an interest in being interviewed. To be honest, due to my work schedule, commitments with Accessible Japan, and finding time that works for both myself and the guests, the podcast may not come out regularly, but I will try. Due to these uncertainties, having a season-based podcast may work out best, as we have something like maybe 10 interviews and then a short hiatus while the next batch is recorded. But who knows? Isn't that why we love travel, though? The unknown? We love trying out new experiences, food, and languages. So with that spirit of adventure, join me as we meet those who share our love of travel. Thank you for staying with me until the end of this podcast. You're either very kind, or you're maybe stuck in traffic with no other podcast downloaded onto your phone. Either way, I would like to invite you to join us on the Accessible Travel Forum, www.accessibletravelforum.com. That's all one word, accessibletravelforum.com. There, you can ask questions of others and share your knowledge. The more users we have, the more useful the site will become. You can also follow us on Twitter at AccessibleTF. That's at AccessibleTF. If you are a glutton for punishment, please subscribe to the podcast and share it with friends. Also, if you have suggestions for who to interview, yourself included, please contact us at podcast@accessibletravelforum.com. Keep enjoying your travels. Hopefully we'll bump into each other somewhere along the road. Until next time, I'm Josh, and this is Have Disability, We'll Travel.